We're going to look at this faith of Jesus Christ again. We're going to look at this a little bit more. Ran across a couple of verses that, you know, there weren't that many verses that talk about the faith of Jesus Christ. Galatians 2:16, it says, by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. So there's like 1, 2, 3, you've got about 5 or 6 verses out of that, and that's plenty. I mean, I'm not doubting the thing at all. But there's some other verses that I think are to add to this as like of a part two or kind of a frosting on the cake type of a thing. Oh, Peter, I'm looking forward to hearing your Boston accent. I think those are great. So I'll send you that microphone. Okay, so here we go. Let's look at Acts 24. We're looking at the faith again. We're going to look at it some more. But instead of faith of Christ, we're going to look at the faith. We're not just looking at faith, whether it be ours or his. We're looking at the phrase, the faith. Acts 24:24. After certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul. Well, why would you want to send for Paul? Well, it says right there, and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. He didn't hear him concerning faith in Christ, having faith in Christ. He heard him concerning the faith in Christ. So there's a faith in Christ that Paul was telling him. And there's a faith in Christ that we should be talking about ourselves. That the world, the Christianity world, even the non-Christians talk about faith. Everybody has faith. If they don't see something and they want to believe it, they'll have faith that it'll happen. You know, people drive down the highway way too fast having faith, hoping that they don't get stopped by a policeman. And those days of mine are gone as such, but that's an example. You have faith. You have faith that your tires are going to stay on your car. You have faith that you're not going to get a flat tire. You have faith when you go to work that your key will, you know, fit the door, or that they'll want you to stay. We have faith in all sorts of things. But we have a faith in Christ. But Paul was asked to come visit because this guy wanted to hear about the faith in Christ. Romans 14:1. And as I read this verse right here, I realized that what has the devil done with the phrase the faith? Well, they've turned it into what denomination are you? What is your faith? Are you a Christian? Are you a Buddhist? Are you a Lutheran? Are you a Methodist? You ever heard that? What's your faith? Well, my faith is the faith of Jesus Christ. That'll probably stop the conversation, but that's whose faith we have. Romans 14:1. Him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. So how can we be weak in the faith? We have Christ, we have his faith. Well, like we said this morning, faith cometh by hearing. Hearing what? The word of God. So our faith is going, his faith in us is going to get increased as we read. Because if we don't read, we're not going to know anything about him. So somebody who doesn't know anything about him or about the teachings of Paul or whatever, and they're weak in the faith. Christ isn't going to just fill our brain with who he is, even though he is in us, because now this is what the Bible is all about. Again, that's why 1 Corinthians 13:10 to me is so important. It's more than just the Bible. This is the thing that makes everything happen in our lives, because we have to get into this and deal with it and make those changes that Paul talks to us about. And those changes just aren't in the walk, they're in ourselves, they're in our innards, you know, our joys, if we can come up with that sort of a thing. So, the faith. He says in 1 Corinthians 16:13. I'll slow down. 1 Corinthians 16:13. As I supposedly hear the pages turning. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. He doesn't say in your faith. He says in the faith. And then quit you like men. Be strong. It doesn't say quit like men. It says quit you like men. Meaning get busy. Get strong. 2 Corinthians 13:5. 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves. Well, what should you examine? Whether ye be in the faith. Are you in his faith? Do you have in the faith? Do you have his faith? Or are you just looking at this book like a historical book? Or are you not even reading the Bible? Are you just saying you're a Christian but not doing anything? You know, examine yourself. Ask yourself, do you have this faith of Jesus Christ? Are you in the faith? Now, what church do you go to? Churches are such a mess these days. Not what denomination you are, not whether you're a Christian or heathen. No, if do you have the faith of Christ? Are you in the faith? Galatians, I already read this one. Okay. I'll read it anyway. 2:16. Know that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. All the other Bibles make it by having faith in Christ or whatever. It's not what it says. It says the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, which we have, that we might justify by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. And same thing in verse 20. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Obviously, you're there, we're alive. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, which is what we're doing, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Not by our faith, but by his faith. The faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. People get so frustrated when God isn't doing anything in people's lives that they don't realize that we have his faith, so we need to get into that book and activate that faith and make those efforts in our lives to get going. Not to sit around and wait for this magical Jesus to fix everything or to stop us from doing things. We see in Galatians 3:23. This is good. Galatians 3:23. This is back to that schoolmaster stuff in there. I guess I should face this way, change the camera angle a little bit. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. So now we're living in the time with Paul's writings that faith has been revealed. The faith has been revealed. What faith is that? That's his faith. Ephesians 3:12. I'll bet you already know what the NIV or the New Bible say about that verse. That's pretty easily. That's pretty easy to figure that one out. Ephesians 3:12 says, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by what? The faith of him. And you know, the one word they change, by the faith, they take out the and put in, who, with confidence by faith in him. So we know that confidence and boldness and access is because of his faith. Look at verse 13. Till we all come in unity of the faith. And that faith, unified, comes from one Bible, not different ones that say different things. Okay, let's look here at Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verse 9. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ. The righteousness which is of God by faith. So we have our faith in Christ, but we're found in him through the faith of Christ. Our righteousness, you know, he says they're witches of the law, yet we know that Christ even said himself that he is the end of the law for righteousness. So now we receive his faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing the word of God. What faith comes to us? His faith. Our faith will grow strong. Paul talks about our increasing our faith. And as we live older and we learn things and we have more faith, our faith can get strong. But we can lose our, we can drop our faith in a moment because we just quit and give up. But his faith is what sustains us. His faith is what we're living through. Colossians 2:7. Colossians 2:7, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught. Well, have we been taught? We get that establishing by being taught out of this King James Bible, rightly divided, etc., and you know those sorts of things. Check out one more thing here. Where's it at here? Colossians. Okay, let's go on to 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2. Paul is talking about Timothy. He says, unto Timothy, my own son in the faith. So, we're in this faith that Christ gives to us. We're in his faith. His faith, we're in that faith. My own son, in the faith. So we are in the faith. 1 Timothy 3:9. This is the duty of a deacon as such, it says in verse 8. But holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. Mystery of what? The faith. And Paul teaches us now what this mystery is. It's the faith of Jesus Christ. Look at verse 13. He talks about it again for the deacons here. For they that have used the office of a deacon well purchase to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. In the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Where is this faith at? It's in Christ Jesus. It's not faith in, it's a faith that is in him. It's not... which is a very important two words. And great boldness in the faith in Christ Jesus? No, the faith which is in Christ Jesus. I'm curious if I have my NIV handy here. Hang on, I'm going to look up here, check this thing out here. I'm going to just look this thing up real quick like here. 1 Timothy 3:13 here, let's see. 1 Timothy 3:13. Boy, these are hard to read, the numbers are small. Anyway, 1 Timothy 3:13. A deacon must be the husband of one wife. Okay, 13. Those who have served well gain an excellent standing and great assurance in their faith in Christ Jesus. In their faith in Christ Jesus. And this one says, in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. One of the things I've learned over all these years, that if you want to know what that verse doesn't say, you can even learn what it says if you have a trouble with a verse. Look up in an NIV and you can see what you know it doesn't say that. And that quite often just tells you really what that verse is saying. Because whatever it is that they don't want you to know, that's how you know what we're supposed to know. Looking up, digging up one of those trashy Bibles. Anyway. Okay. Let's see here. Let's go to 1 Timothy 6:10. 1 Timothy 6:10. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. And these verses here that talks about erring from or departing from, if you're not careful about how you look at this thing, you could think, well, see, I can lose the faith of Jesus Christ, so I can lose my salvation. Well, we know that Paul teaches against that. So there's our solidity, our solid foundation, that we can't lose your salvation. And we know that Christ gives us his faith. But if we don't get into this Bible and look at what it is that Christ wants to teach to us, then we can do that. We can err from that faith. We can err from it. And it says, pierce themselves through with many sorrows. How much of our many sorrows do we have today, reaping what we sowed? It isn't God chastising us, but it's us erring from the faith. So where would you find the source of the faith, even though it's in us? It's like we have the mind of Christ. Well, it's in this Bible. This Bible is our the faith. This is where we err from this Bible. We err from the faith. And as a result, we pierce ourselves through with many sorrows. Oh, I didn't even mark that one. Okay. There it is again. To go back to Colossians 1:22, where it says, in the body of his flesh, through death, to present you holy and unblameable, unreprovable in his sight, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached every creature which is under heaven, for I, Paul, am made a minister. So if we get away from Paul, we're moving away from the faith. We're moving away from Christ's faith. Can we lose Christ's faith? No, he has to deny himself. We know those stories. Is there sin that causes us to drive Christ away? No, because there's no law that says anything is a sin. Our works will be judged, and we know that whole story. But if we get away from the faith, Paul's writings from the risen Savior of the faith of Christ, then we will... What was I looking at here? We will... err from the faith, or in some cases depart from it, knowing that Christ is still in us, but talk about the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit being quenched and grieved, because we're not continuing in the faith, not the Baptist faith, not the Lutheran faith, not in your faith, but his faith. You stay out of that book, you're staying away from his faith, and we will reap from that. 1 Timothy 6:20 is what I said. Now 6:10, will err from the faith if money becomes our God. And then 6:21, 1 Timothy 6:20 and 21, we look at the fact where it says in verse 20, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called. Then it says in verse 21, because if you do that, if you profess those things, which some professing have erred concerning their faith, the faith. They're preaching the wrong faith. Look what's going on in the churches. That's actually not the faith being preached correctly. So people are erring from the faith. They are not continuing in the faith, in the faith, grounded and settled, and their life is showing it. And it says here, they're erred concerning the faith. Look at 2 Timothy 3:8. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, and they're reprobate concerning what? The faith. And that's what we have going on. We have nothing being said about the faith. And it's reprobated. People have erred from it. People are suffering sorrows because they won't follow what Paul has to teach for us. And we just kind of expect God to step down and fix everything and get us everything and buy us everything, even though we don't have jobs and the country is doing what it's doing. Our country has erred from the faith. Not that it ever really had the faith, but the freedom was there to have the faith. Now we're losing that freedom. Now, Paul says in 2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. What did he keep? I have kept the faith. And so when we read from Paul, we are still keeping, we are being part of the faith. And again, the only reason we know that we can't just leave the faith and quit and turn away, because what Baptist bunch? It's the free will Baptists that say you can make that choice to stop being part of the faith. Well, no, you can't, because Paul directly states that we have been cut apart. We've been separated from our flesh. Nothing can put us back. We're not a bunch of Humpty Dumpty Christians where we can go put our flesh and our soul back together again and go back out and party in the world. No, we're leaving the faith because we're not reading it anymore. We're staying away from it. But he's still in us, and we still have him, whether you want him or not. That is a once saved, always saved teaching that some people really despise. And the people that despise it usually aren't King James guys. So the faith, the source of the faith, again, is the King James Bible. Everything we realize boils down to the King James Bible. But you've got to be in that thing and study Paul's writings and rightly divide and see the differences before you really grab that thing, apparently. And then Titus chapter 1, verse 13, Titus 1, 13, this witness is true, rebuke them sharply, so there are those gainsayers that need to be rebuked, that they may be sound in the faith. So we have every Paul wants us to be sound in the faith. Verse 15 of chapter 3, all that are with me salute thee, greet them that love us in the faith. We are in the faith. We're part of the body of Christ. We've got the word of God. We've got the gospel of our salvation. We've got where the source of the faith comes from, the word of God. So we love us within, it says they're in the faith. We're in the faith. And they've always changed that by changing it to the denomination or whatever, the Baptist faith or the Christian faith or whatever. No, it's the faith of Christ that we're in, body of Christ. So there's a difference. And when we see the world today talking about faith, so many people get excited. Oh, they're sounding so good. They're talking about faith and strengthening our faith. And here's how we strengthen our faith. Here's how we grow and we do things when we have more faith. And no, it's the fact that we have His faith that we stay in. We stay in His faith, our faith will grow. But His faith is the one that we live on, we live by. Anyway. So the faith of Jesus Christ is the faith. And the source of all that comes from a King James Bible. You could read in your Bible, you're no longer going to stay rooted and grounded in the faith. You're going to flake out, flake away. And no, you can't lose your salvation by giving up the faith. The question is, did you ever have it in the first place to know that this is how you're supposed to learn and grow? That is His faith. Or were you taught a long time ago that your faith can grow stronger? Has your faith gone stronger through education and biblical philosophy and guidance? Or are you getting it straight from God directly from your King James Bible, rightly divided, and letting God show you and teach you? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is risen? God has raised Him from the dead? Then follow Him. Read Him, and He tells us to follow what Paul teaches us to follow. And that's following the risen Savior. That's the faith that we're in. So, there you go.